Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipes and topic of conversation is the banana. I am by nature someone who loves to entertain and have company stay for the weekend. I am talking lots and lots and lots of company. My husband, not quite so much. So for the most part, we compromise and have lots of company. When I start to plan the menus for the weekend, one of the first things I have to determine is whether or not said company falls into or out of the banana category. Okay, you ask, what the heck is the banana category? Well, the banana category is where the guests I have to feed like to snack on fruit, and if that fruit is likely to be the banana. Inclusion in this category determines the amount of bananas to be purchased and approximately how much time it will take for any leftover bananas, and trust me, there's always leftover bananas, to get mushy after the company leaves. There truly is a reason for this somewhat bizarre banana thought process. Bananas are actually one of the few foods for which I don't have a lot of recipes. Not because I don't like them, but rather because both my children and husband are highly allergic to them in their raw state. I eat them myself with pleasure on bread with peanut butter or just by themselves, but I like to cook them after the company leaves so they can enjoy them as well. I've always tried to make really different kinds of banana recipes, very exciting ones, some not so exciting, but one of my favorites is the banana split bread. Keep this recipe because you never know when the next banana company is going to arrive. This recipe is incredibly easy because it uses a mix. You need one can, about 8 ounces, of unsweetened crushed pineapple, well drained, and you need to save the liquid, one package of banana quick bread or a muffin mix, 2 eggs, 2 tablespoons of oil, 1/3 cup of maraschino cherries drained and chopped, 1/3 to 1/2 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips, I always add a little more, and about 1/3 to 1/2 cup of pecans, it's your choice, they need to be chopped. The glaze, you're going to need about 1/2 cup of powdered sugar, about 2 tablespoons of semi-sweet chocolate chips melted, and 4 tablespoons of milk. You want to preheat the oven to 375. Grease and flour the bottom only of a 9x5 loaf pan. In a bowl, add the water and the reserved pineapple liquid to make about 3/4 cup. Then combine all of the bread ingredients. You need to stir this really well, about 50 to 60 times. Don't use an electric mixer. You're going to add too much air into it. Pour the batter into the prepared pan, and you need to bake it for about 55 to 65 minutes or until a toothpick placed in the center comes out clean. Cool the bread in the pan on a wire rack for about 15 minutes. You want to remove it from the pan and cool for another 45 minutes until it's completely cool at room temperature. In a small bowl to make the glaze, you want to combine all of the ingredients. You want to stir it until it's blended, then drizzle the glaze over the top of the loaf. You can use this as a gift or serve it for breakfast or just eat it all yourself. Thanks again for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. If you missed the recipe, you can find it on the web at nipr.fm or email me at ezTlog, that's just Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. You can catch up on my columns in the Journal Gazette at jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz, and as always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.